The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Well, I think our theme this morning may be, who's playing who and when and where and matchups, because this thing in boys is getting very interesting in 7AAA. And part of that, due in part to the Smyrna Bulldogs, who pulled off the big win last night, 70-68 in overtime. And we have Tyler Short, assistant coach with Lonnie Drayton, out there talking about Smyrna Bulldogs. And, Coach, you just shared with me off the air that maybe one of the most exciting games that you've been a part of.
Oh, absolutely. It was one of those games, you know, it was a rivalry game. It was fun to sit there and watch. Both teams play their heart out.
Were there high emotions and, I mean, all those things that you would think in a game that is a rival game, that is a district game? I guess it was all bottled up into one last night.
Oh, it was turned into the old Smyrna Laverne, in my opinion. It was back and forth. Student sections really were getting into it. It was great atmosphere last night, and the players really thrived off of it.
It's been a while since Smyrna has beaten Laverne. Laverne's had some really good boys basketball teams, not saying that this one's not, but kind of a measuring stick, because I know this has been kind of a rebuilding process for the Bulldogs, and you know, maybe that's the one thing that propels you and gives you that extra momentum coming into a district tournament time, which is just a week away.
You know, we've been close in every game all year. I mean, it's these guys have not quit. These guys have come every day to practice, prepared, you know, fought hard, and just these guys won't give up. They just have that mentality where they will not give up, and that's why we feel, you know, our best basketball still is left to be played.
John and I talk about the Smyrna Bulldogs are the team that nobody in the district wants to play. You know, you look at the record, 13-13, and look at your district standings at 2-6, and you think, what do you mean by that? But here's an example. You beat Oakland by 9, beat Antioch by 1 in non-district play, lost to Siegel by 3, and by 6 to Blackman, and those are the two that are 1-2 in the district. So, you know, those scores keep coming down, and when you get into tournament time, anything can happen.
And, you know, every game it feels like we go back and look at the tape. You know, we could have made one play here, one play there, but yet this team, you know, still could have definitely given up a long time ago. But this team has a drive that I haven't seen in a long time. I mean, they, like I said, they want to play. They're not afraid of anybody, and they're just, you know, like, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah, well, you know, what is the secret, though, in, you know, losing those close games and just keeping the momentum going? Because it could be so easy to say, so close but no cigar, and we just kind of fold up tents. What keeps the guys motivated?
You know, a lot of it has to do with, you know, a bunch of them came from football, so they stay motivated. A lot of them came straight from pads to basketball shorts. It was their desire to win is unbelievable. They come out and they get after each other in practice. In the weight room, I mean, what they do is pretty incredible, in my opinion.
Well, last night battled, pretty close game throughout, from what I understand, and got it to overtime. What were the thoughts going into that overtime session last night?
In overtime, we just said, you know, we've fought this far. Why let them take it now? You know, we said it's a rivalry game. The fans deserve this. Let's go out there and just give them what they want. And, you know, we were playing. Gonda had fouled out at this time. T-Ray had fouled out. And so, you know, we put basically 5 guards on the court. And, you know, the ones that had to go down low played their hearts out down there, battle for every rebound. We hit big shots down the stretch. And, you know, it was a great game to be a part of.
Well, I tell you, you have to think going in. I knew that T-Ray had fouled out at that point. We had heard that last night in our broadcast, but didn't know that Amari had fouled out as well. So, I mean, going into the overtime against the bigs with Laverne and not having a big yourself to go to, that's another feather in the cap, I guess, to win that one in overtime.
Yeah, Brandon Hathaway, you know, he plays our four spot. You know, he's really in a 2-3 body, but he plays it as hard as anybody. He gets down there, he'll battle with you. He's not afraid, you know, and he went after it last night and, you know, pulled some big rebounds, went to the boards. I mean, he was that X factor when T-Ray and Gonda fouled out. He did not give up down there.
We are talking this morning to Tyler Short, assistant coach with the Smyrna Bulldogs. Last night, a winner, 70-68 in overtime over Laverne. And I guess this has been a really tough three-game stretch for your guys. And, you know, you played – Siegel at home, then at Blackman, and then Laverne at your place last night, taking on all those teams that are at the top of the district. Goes to show you, though, that you can compete with these guys.
Oh, absolutely. You're not going to have any cupcakes in this district. I mean, there's none. I mean, you have to bring it every night if you want to prevail. I mean, it's one of the toughest districts, and it proves why. I mean, you have to bring everything you have every night.
Now, Tyler, you actually played for Lonnie, right?
Yes, sir.
And now you're coaching. You overcame everything that Lonnie has to teach, and now here you are as a coach, huh?
Oh, yeah. you know, I graduated in 2009, and I was an MTSU and a business major, and decided, you know, this isn't for me. I've got to get back to the game I love. And I was fortunate enough to have Coach Drayton let me come to practices. And just, you know, he asked me one day, he said, you know, you love this. Why don't you be a part of this team? And I said, you know, I accepted right on the spot, and been a great experience for me.
So this coaching thing is something that you want to do?
Oh, absolutely. It's
got the bug.
Oh, I've had it for a long time. Tried to push it out of my system. Didn't want to do it. Told myself, you know, it's not for me. But in the end, it really is.
What's the draw? I mean, what keeps somebody wanting to come back and do this? I mean, your high school playing days are over. Why do you want to continue? What's the drive? What's the draw to it?
I guess it's just for me. It's just seeing kids fight every day, you know, and just come in and wanting to win. You know, when I was there, we had a group that was, we were tough as nails, and it was just, it rubbed off on me, and we you know, didn't win as many as we hoped to, but you know, it's something that kept my mind saying, you know, I need to get back there. And of course, you know, 2 years passed, and I said, you know what, it's time to go back. And I'm fortunate to be with a group of guys like this, you know, and the coaching staff has just helped me, you know, learn the ways of a coach and the difference between being a coach and a player. But it's been a great experience.
Well, you know, Smyrna is kind of different too than many other places. It's like a family, and we hear that a lot. Lonnie played. I mean, everybody has been a Bulldog at some point before being on the coaching staff, and that's pretty unique, I think, a pretty unique experience. And for, you know, Lonnie to think to ask you, he must have saw something in you too that I guess once a Bulldog, always a Bulldog, huh?
Oh, absolutely. You know, they were part of the winning, the big winning days when they were going to the region and stuff like that. So they know what it takes, you know, to bring the winning back to this program, and it's something special, and I'm glad that we have it, because we have, in my opinion, one of the better the best coaching staff in the district, because, you know, we don't let them rest. You know, we're always after them in practice, and it's just because we know we want to get the best out of them, because we want to put some banners up there to represent what they've done also.
Still got a lot of district left to play. You've got Riverdale and Oakland, and what is big about this, Coach, is Riverdale, Oakland, and Smyrna, you're all tied for, you know, fourth, or tied for sixth or fifth, or however that all is going to work out. A lot's going to be decided in this next week about seeding, and obviously, anytime you get into tournament play, it's matchups. So, you know, you want the best matchup that you can possibly get.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, we challenged them this week. You know, it was after the tough loss at Blackman on Tuesday night. You know, we challenged them. We said, all right, let's get ready for Laverne. And, you know, they came out, they prepared, and now it's on to let's get ready for Riverdale. You know, we're taking it one game at a time, but in the back of their minds, they know, you know, if they prevail this week, that it could really help our seeding. It could help us, you know, in our continued run through to this district and also to the region.
One thing that a lot of coaches will say is if you can get on a little bit of a run before the tournament starts, that can sometimes propel you in the tournament. You win a game, your season continues, and you just don't know where that momentum can take you. A win like what you had last night in overtime is one of those that can start, you know, this momentum ball rolling in for a couple of 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we felt that, you know, we've been so close all year. It's you know, we've been one win away, and you know, basketball is a tournament sport. I mean, you know, we get hot at the right time. It's time for us to, you know, make the deep run. But we also feel that, you know, we've prepared well, and we're just you know, we'll take what we get, but and also we know we control our own destiny in a way too. So,
well, with that being said, a big week this week, and you've got 3 games this next week too, I think. Don't you play on a Thursday?
Yeah, we play Thursday at Harding Academy, Tuesday at home versus Riverdale, and Thursday at Oakland.
Well, and then Shelbyville the next Monday before district tournament starts up, which will be at Oakland. So you've got 4 games right here to see what you can do with this to get not only a higher seeding in the tournament, but also to set yourself up with that momentum. And a lot can be said about that. Now, we talk about it, and sometimes it's you maybe tell kids about old Mo, and they don't really understand it. But there's a lot of truth to it, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we got on a 5-game win streak earlier this season, and you know, it was fun. It was great. You know, there's a better vibe in the locker room. You know, but you know, they haven't given up. So it's one of those we're ready to go on another one. But this time we want to extend it to 7, 8, 9, you know, 10 games at a time. It's just the momentum right now can carry you as far as you want it to take you.
Well, you know, there was a tough stretch in early January where you lost 4 in a row, and then to come back and defeat Oakland and Antioch, and then things have seemed to turn, the page has turned from that chapter, it seems like, right now. But this could very well, with last night's win, be the start of a new one. It just depends on how it's written, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we felt we needed that one win. That's what we felt, and we fought hard last night, and they brought it. And, you know, it was the mood in the locker room before the game was, you know, they realized this is Laverne, you know, it's Laverne Smyrna, and it's the old record, you know, shouldn't matter. It's still Laverne Smyrna, and, you know, they came, they brought it, and it was a great basketball game, and we saw, you know, we saw kids fight, and it was just it was a great test. And now we just pray, and we're going to use that momentum as just a tool.
Well, Coach, coming up next week, big schedule. We'll see you down the road, probably district tournament time. Blink of the eye, it'll be here, and then it's on, isn't it?
Oh, it's about to get to that fun part of the season.
Most certainly is. Coach, appreciate it. Congratulations on the win last night over your rival, and we'll see you back here in a couple of weeks, and give our best to Lonnie as well, all right?
All right, we appreciate it.
Very good. That's Tyler Short joining us here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant for the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. John will be back in just a moment, and he will have some conversation about the Blackman Blaze. Assistant coach Michael Voss will be joining us here in just a moment.